Hello, and welcome back to the Polymath Podcast with Miss Nisha. This is episode 5, and today we will be looking at the topic, do not live below your potential. Let me repeat that. Do not live below your potential. Many people today are living a lesser life, a life that God did not plan for them to live. This can be as a result of laziness, ignorance, or the work of wickedness. The enemy has always been trying to hijack our future to keep us from becoming who God has ordained us to be. It is painful to see mentally ill people eaten from the garbage, not because they want to, but because they are not aware of what they are doing. This is a common way in which the enemy attacks those born with the seed of greatness. He knows that if he attacks the mind of the individual, it will affect their overall functioning because the mind is the central processing unit of the body. If we are ever to walk into the level of greatness that God has called us to, we will have to protect our minds at all costs. Our mind is that central processing unit for our entire body. Think about it. If things are not going right in our minds, then our body will react in like manner. And so we have to take it very seriously to protect our minds at all costs. If it looks like putting your hands on your head and praying over your mind daily, if that's what you have to do, then that's what you will have to do. But you have to ensure that your mind is covered from the attacks of the enemy. A practical way to do so, as I stated before, is by declaring the word of God over yourself each day. You have the mind of Christ. You will not allow any ungodly thought to take residence in your mind. You will not allow any negative thought, any, you know, demonic thought to sit in your mind, to live in your mind. You have to take practical steps like that. If we really look at the way things transpire in our lives, it always starts from a thought. Even those who have started big companies, big businesses, it started with a thought. You know, a thought that says, I can do this. And even with that thought, you will also have thoughts that say you can't do it. But every single thing that we do, every single disposition, every action that we take, it always starts with a thought. And so we have to ensure that we understand the value of our mind. We can't just treat our mind like any other thing. Our mind is very important. It is impossible for someone to be thinking positively but acting negatively. It is impossible, right? Because the way that you think will eventually show in the way that you act. We have to put on the helmet of salvation. In Ephesians 6 and verse 13 to verse 18, we see what the whole armor of God is. The whole armor of God is designed to protect those vulnerable areas, you know, that the enemy would try to attack us in that. And so I'm going to read Ephesians 6 and verse 13 to verse 18. It says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. So far, we see that we are putting on the breastplate of righteousness, and that's something to cover our heart. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So there we see another part of the armor to cover our feet. Our feet represents our destiny, you know, and the preparation of the gospel of peace, it protects our feet from walking in danger, from walking in places that we're not supposed to. And it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. So we also need the shield like a soldier. We need our shield, right, to back off every fiery dart that the enemy would want to send against us. And then in verse 17, it says, and take the helmet of salvation. A helmet, as we know, covers and protects the head, and not just the head, but the eyes, the nose, the mouth, and the air. And we all know that the air is a gate, it's a portal, right? Our eyes, those are portals, those are gates through which the enemy could launch his attack, because we listen to music, because we watch movies, we read books, and those are openings in our spirit, you know, where the enemy would want to take advantage of if we do not wear the helmet of salvation. And it also says, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And above everything, we know that the sword is really what we use to fight. Everything else we put on to protect us, right? But we use the sword to fight. And it goes back to protecting our minds in a practical way by declaring the word of God, the highest form of prophecy. It is our sword, and it is our weapon of defense and offense against the enemy. And verse 18, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So every single part of the whole armor of God is very necessary, right? There is no part that we can overlook. So all of it is important. After you have put on every single thing and you're ready for war, you have to use prayer. Prayer transcends days and time. Prayer goes ahead of us. You know, we can send prayer into our future. Prayer is so very important. So this is my reminder to those who are listening, that even as you prepare yourself with the armor of God, covering your feet, covering your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your ear, ensure that you are praying, because that is an area, you know, that the enemy always try to frustrate us, try to get us to be busy, try to get us to be so frustrated that we don't want to pray, try to get us down where we don't think that we're qualified or, you know, worthy to pray. But it is in those times that we should cling to prayer. It is in those times that we should seek the face of God. And if you are dressing and putting on the old armor daily, you have to put on prayer. You have to put on prayer. And, you know, the best way to pray is to pray the word of God. And we also see that the word of God is a part of the whole armor of God as well. And so I just want to leave that scripture there. Again, it's Ephesians 6. I read from verse 13 to verse 18. And in wrapping up, it says, though the enemy may try to attack different areas of our lives, we do not have to fall victim to his attacks. There are ways that we can rise and dominate like we were created to. And so this very powerful manual, which is Preserving Greatness, Stewarding Purpose, A Daily Propulsion Towards Intentional Living, this book was designed specifically to help Christians to navigate the corridors of greatness. And so it is my desire that each and every person who is listening will get a copy of this great book. Again, the topic for this week is, do not live below your potential. Do not allow the enemy to creep into your mind and allow you to live below your potential. You know, before I wrap up, I just want to pin this right here. I remember a song that Jacqueline Carr did. She said, I know that the enemy is a liar. So whatever the enemy tells me that I am, I know for a fact that I'm not that. And she also says, whatever the enemy tells me that I'm not, I know that I am, because the enemy cannot tell the truth. It is not in his nature to tell the truth. And so I want to adopt that posture that whatever the enemy tells me that I'm not, I know off the bat that I am, because he cannot tell the truth. That's not his nature, right? And whatever he tells me that I'm not, I know that I am, because he will always try to flip the word of God. He will always try to deceive and to twist and to bend and to turn the word of God, to falsify and to get us to think about ourselves in a lower way than the Lord wants us to think. And so we have to go to the word of God. We have to know what the word of God says about us, so that we can counteract and we can combat the lies of the enemy. And so, folks, thank you so much for sticking around and listening to this week's topic. And I just want to remind you all to get a copy of the book. It's called Preserving Greatness, Stewarding Purpose, A Daily Propulsion Towards Intentional Living by Nisha Sibley. Again, you're listening to the Polymath Podcast with Miss Nisha. I'll see you on the other side. Bye-bye.